When thinking of foreclosure, I like to think about the old military acronym KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid. That's what was done for years until greed, coupled with action and human inaction, took over in the last decade and made it far more complex than it should be. I expect some smiles or something out of that. A little Jackson 5 in the morning to get you going. I thought it'd be appropriate to lighten the mood a little bit and have everyone see the easy side of foreclosure before I truly get into the pitfalls and what makes this difficult. It is indeed fact that Texas is a nonjudicial foreclosure state, meaning that no court intervention is required to nonjudicially foreclose, unless we're dealing with a home equity loan created under Texas Constitution Article 16, Section 50A6, or a reverse mortgage created under Texas Constitution Article 16, Section 50A7, but only if the defaulting event under the reverse mortgage is other than a ground stated by Section 6A or 6B of Texas Constitution Article 16, Section 50K. And of course, as long as the sale is conducted not later than 4 years after the cause of action accrues. Simple enough, right? All jokes aside, the nonjudicial foreclosure process itself is relatively simple. It's the involvement of people that make it more difficult. The nonjudicial process in Texas consists of a series of notices, which I'm going to go over briefly. The first notice is the notice of default, or those of you that deal with this and defend mortgage or represent mortgage servicers, they typically call it a breach letter.